It's time for JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
All right, here we go on a Monday. Hope everybody had a great weekend, some great weather. Spring has finally sprung here in Middle Tennessee. It's JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Great to have you with us. Patton, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. John, I hope you had a great weekend.
I did, and but not as good as Scottie Scheffler, the Masters winner for the second time in 3 years. So normally you and I just jibber-jabber to start the show, but we thought we'd get right into it with a guest right off the hopper. It's our buddy Virgil Herring, PGA teaching professional. Known this guy for over a decade, does the great golf tips on our Sunday night show during the summer, Sunday Sports Central over on News Channel 5. We had him in studio last night to break down the Masters. He joins us now. Virg, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's been, 10 hours since I last saw you, so I missed you, so I had to get you on the radio, buddy.
Well, it's always nice to be in your presence, buddy.
Oh, you are the best. Virg, Scottie Scheffler, what can you say about this guy? Great final round yesterday, kind of ran away and hid. You were telling me last night on the show that in terms of, pure consistent shot-making, this guy, when it's all said and done, may go down as a better shot-maker. Maybe not the better draw or the better needle mover, but maybe the more consistent shot-maker than LT Gray, correct?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it in more depth as I was driving home from the studio last night. Scottie Scheffler has a little bit of Jack Nicklaus in him, where Jack Nicklaus wasn't necessarily theatrical and known for his unbelievable golf shots and charismatic nature. He just won a lot. And Scottie Scheffler's game is definitely on the significantly more consistent side than Tiger. But what made Tiger so compelling was that he didn't drive it nearly as good as Scottie Scheffler does. But the cool saves that Tiger had and the shots that he hit under duress from the most amazing places to either hole out or make these incredible putts. He was a theater all to his own. But Scottie Scheffler is a super consistent machine that hits the driver as good as anybody ever has. And he's every bit, especially by the statistics, he is every bit as good as Tiger Woods' proximity to the hole across the bag.
Well, the question I asked you last night, I mean, he's only 27 years old. He's already has two Masters wins. And, about a decade, we were talking about, Spieth and McIlroy, thinking these guys were just going to trade major championship wins for the next 15 years. It seems like both of those guys have kind of burnt out a little bit. They're both still young enough to get it going again. What would lead you to believe that Scheffler has the staying power to keep consistently competing for and winning major championships?
Usually the people that have long staying power are the ones that have the most complete game. So I would have to argue that, McIlroy, even though he's not playing very well right now, because he drives the golf ball, he's probably one of the top five ever driving the golf ball, and he's certainly an adequate iron player. When he's on, it's unbelievable. So he's able to stay out there. He's been out there now 13 years and basically not left the top 10 in 13 years. So what does it take? It takes a complete game. But usually one of those facets, you are the very best in the world at. And right now, Scottie Scheffler is the very best driver in the world and the best iron player in the world. And as long as that even remains remotely close to the same, he's going to be in the mix of it for a very long time.
How about Ludvig Åberg there, Virgil? I mean, his first major championship appearance, I believe, correct?
That is correct. Showed a lot of poise. He's got a lot of charisma and a lot of game. I think what you ended up seeing, much like Tiger did to his competitors, is that Scottie Scheffler is making people believe, of course he also demonstrated it, but making people believe that he is not going to make a mistake. So that means you're going to have to play above your talent level to win, which ultimately makes people make decisions that otherwise they wouldn't make in hopes that they pull it off for the miracle and to put themselves in history and all the cool stuff that would go with that, which would be like hitting one of the greatest shots in the history of the game under pressure while tracking down one of the greatest players in the world. Ultimately, that failed for Oberg. It failed for Max Homa. It failed for many of the guys coming down the home stretch. And that's what Tiger did to people.
Yep.
The great players have this amazing way of making you feel like you have to play better than you're capable of to even have a chance. And that is what I call being intimidating without trying to be intimidating. He doesn't try to intimidate anybody. He's the kindest.
Yeah, you said he's like a boa constrictor, right? He's like he'll lure you in and then he'll choke you out.
Well, he just makes you feel like he's hugging on you when he's really killing you.
Virgil Herring, PGA teaching professional, is our guest here on WNSR.
Virgil, how big was it for Scotty? He bogeyed 7 and then 8 and 9 rattled off 2 birdies. It kind of looked like he might gave up the lead a little bit, but roared right back. How impressive was that whenever he faced a little bit of adversity right before the second 9?
Well, he started off really slow. In his press conference, he talked about how he misjudged the wind on the first 2 holes, which then makes you question whether you're going to ever get it right. Mm. And then, you get a little indecisive on the hardest golf course in the world, and it makes you pay a price. And now you're starting to think, well, what am I going to do? So he said the most important birdie was 8, just to turn the momentum around. But obviously, if you ask me as a spectator, I thought the nail in the coffin was nearly holing out and making a tap-in birdie on 9, which really put Colin Morikawa out, because when he hit it in there to 6 inches, Colin Morikawa had to feel like he absolutely couldn't give up 2 shots on that hole. Tried to hit an overly cute lob shot out of the bunker, left it in the bunker. That basically X'd him out, and it didn't take much longer after that, and everybody started to feel like they had to do something. It was a domino effect that was kind of bizarrely similar to Tiger Woods in 2019, where everybody just started falling to the side under the gun.
Virgil, how do you think the course played this weekend in terms of toughness? I'm not sure I've seen wind as strong as we have really the past 4 days.
Was it like 40-mile-an-hour gusts at one point, something like that?
Yeah, 43 on Friday. I would probably say if there's ever been a golf course that was on the edge of not being playable, it was Augusta National on Friday. Mm. I really think Augusta National did an incredible job of, one, making sure the greens didn't get too fast and putting the pins in non-customary positions so they didn't have to take the guys off the golf course because it was blowing that hard. And I can tell you this. I mean, I've played it twice, and I've played it in pretty benign conditions, and I shot 76-76. Mm. If I'd have been playing in that, I don't know. I do not know as a professional that I could have broken 100. Wow. And those guys, most people don't have any idea how good they are.
To jump in here, Virg, if you've never seen the course live before, you have no idea what a challenge it is to walk that course and how hilly it is, right?
Oh, it's probably 5 times more than the average person can imagine just by watching it on TV. Mm.
Virgil, one more from me, and we're talking golf, so you know where I'm going, Tiger Woods. Kind of where should he go from here, in your opinion? Friday, Saturday weren't exactly very nice to him. Just your thoughts.
Well, Saturday he shot an 82, right? His worst ever round at the Masters. Is that correct?
Yeah. So here's how I view it. I think Tiger is in a phase where he feels like he has a responsibility, especially in this PGA Tour, Live Tour debacle that's kind of devouring the sport, that he is this one guy who can constantly shed positive light on the PGA Tour, the game itself. And I think that's what he's doing now. He's almost got the ambassador role, and he looks like he's swinging at it maybe as good as I've seen him swing at it since 2005. But he just can't walk the golf course. If he was allowed, well, he is allowed to ride in the golf cart, but he refuses to do so. And what's interesting is a long time ago, when Casey Martin, who was actually his teammate at Stanford, had that rare leg condition, and it went to court to vote on whether he could have a cart to ride while playing in a PGA Tour event, all the players on the tour said yes, except one guy, and that was Tiger Woods.
Wow.
Tiger Woods believes that walking is an integral part of the game, and he, even for his buddy, he said no chance. So he won't do it. But that's what it would probably lean towards for him to be successful is he'd have to be in a cart. I would expect him to have a great Champions Tour run. I think he'll only do it for a couple of years.
Right.
But, he swings at it beautifully. His body just can't handle the walk.
Virgil Herring is our guest, PGA teaching professional here on WNSR. It's JB and the General opening things up with a little Masters talk. You kind of alluded to it, Virg, this whole PGA Live thing. You know, were we kind of led astray by this whole, they've kind of come to an agreement, because we don't see the Live guys unless it's a major championship like the Masters. And, you know, they're having a blast making tons of money, walking around in shorts, only playing 54 holes. Where does, you know, I know you've had strong opinions about this PGA Live thing. Where does this thing stand from your standpoint?
Well, I think that there's a couple of things that are about to begin to happen, right? Tiger just got done playing with Yasser, and even in his interview yesterday at the Masters, he said that they appear to be headed in the right direction to bring it together. I think what it really comes down to is who's going to have the power, because this new group that brought $3 billion to the table, the SSG, it's basically the owner of the Red Sox and the owner of the Atlanta Falcons and a handful of other very wealthy team owners across different sports platforms. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want to give up control. They're not going to put $3 billion into something and let somebody else tell them how it's going to go. But the Saudis aren't going to get involved in it unless they have more of a say. And then you got really the guy who absolutely ruined the whole thing, which is Jay Monahan. I think that I don't even know how he still has a job. but at the end of the day, they need to get something done for the game of golf. This really makes no sense to me whatsoever, because in the late 80s and early 90s, when all of the Europeans were probably the best players in the world, and that's Seve Ballesteros and Bernard Langer, Nick Faldo, that whole group.
They were dominating, right? Especially after Jack faded away, right?
That's right. So they were all able to come to America and play six times.
Yep.
Right? Why wouldn't they be able to let them do that and let them be a member of the Live Tour? And if they want to play six tournaments, they can come play six tournaments. It's greed, it's ego, and it is, everybody can smell it, everybody can taste it, the fans. And they just ruined it. This has been a complete quadruple bogey by the PGA Tour.
Virgil, how quickly does this need to get resolved before it's almost too far gone?
I'm not so sure that the cat's not already out of the bag, to be honest with you. If you look at how the numbers work, the PGA Tour players are the professional golfers. Let me say that. The professional golfers are the most overpaid athletes in the world. And that's humbling to say that. And it's getting greedier and greedier and greedier. But compared to the viewing audience and how it is spread out, especially compared to the NFL or the NBA or Major League Baseball, it's laughable. And with no stars really winning, and the star, Scottie Scheffler, you know, is basically a God-loving Christian who gives all the credit to his God, right? So he's not overly charismatic. Now, I don't necessarily think that the world doesn't need more of that in it. Right. But what I'm saying is it doesn't sell.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, if you're not that conservative religious person, you're not all bored somebody that just goes out there and tactically destroys a golf course and beats everybody's brains out. You love the Tiger Woods, you know, triple fist pump,
right?
You know, charging after the ball, twirling his club, walking after a great shot. I mean, that's what moves the needle. That's what made Tiger literally so compelling.
Right.
Is that wow factor while doing it. Scottie Scheffler is, I'm sure I'm glad God let me have that today. And as beautiful as that is, really, it doesn't sell.
Right.
And now you got Rory not winning, Jordan Spieth not winning, Justin Thomas not winning, John Rahm has left and he's not winning. I mean, and basically all the people that could be selling it aren't making any money at it, aren't winning and aren't moving the needle. And now you're left with very good players that nobody's ever heard of,
right,
with very little personality. And really all the personalities are on the Live Tour.
Right.
DeChambeau and Patrick Reed and Koepka and DJ.
Sergio,
and all the guys that can
all those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. All the personalities are over there having fun.
Right. Verge, up next, PGA Championship at Valhalla up the road in Louisville. For those of us that aren't familiar with that course, what can you tell us about that, and who are some people we should be watching going into the next major?
Well, it's a beautiful golf course. It's almost two different golf courses. One, it's kind of the front nine's out in the open. Very little. I mean, obviously there are a couple of tree line holes, but not very many. It's pretty wide open, and you get to the back nine, and it feels like it's cut out of the woods. Hmm. And is one of the most beautiful golf courses I've ever played. It's actually my kid's favorite golf course in the world. Roy McIlroy and Tiger Woods and Mark Brooks are the three people that have won major championships at Valhalla. Mark Brooks he's in his 60s. He's out. Hmm. Tiger's going to play, but I doubt that he's going to be a factor. And we're all waiting for Rory to reemerge because that is the last time Rory won a major championship. That's over 10 years ago.
Wow.
So you got to think Rory's in it. But, I mean, Scheffler will be coming off of a massive break. He's going to have his first child here very soon. Mm. He's not going to practice much. He'll be rusty, but I can imagine he'll be just fine. And then there's like these gigantic group of people, probably led by Xander Schauffele, who never finishes outside the top 10 at anything, who just can't seem to get a win. Is it his turn? Is it going to be John Rahm coming back? Is it going to be the major machine Brooks Koepka getting back into the mix again? Who knows? But at the end of the day, you can bet it's going to be the guys who drive it the longest and straightest that are going to tear that place apart, because that is a golf course where length is rewarded. So expect to see the big hitters with the chance to win.
Virgil, get your plugs in, my man. How can people keep up with your work?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. It's at virgil.herring. That's also the same on TikTok and every other platform. You just look up Virgil Herring, virgilherring.com for my website. And if anybody's interested, whether it be golf lessons, public speaking, or business golf, 615-579-5190.
Virgil, I cannot wait for your golf tips this summer on Sunday Sports Central. It's the highlight of my week during the summer. And we appreciate you jumping on, buddy. You know you're busy.
Hey, man, I'm actually getting ready to tape right now, so you know what that means. It'll be your hand out and my wallet out.
Yes, sir. Say hi to Brian for me. Tell him we missed him over the weekend. All right. Thanks, Virg.
Thanks, Virg. Yeah,
all right. Always good to talk to Virgil Herring, man. He's a good dude, man. Knows his golf.
Yeah.
And his golf tips every summer during Sunday Sports Central are always so much fun. He's so good. Guy shot 76 twice at Augusta. So,
and said he wouldn't break 100 if he did. If he shot there on Friday.
Man, have you ever been to Augusta
National? I've not been.
Brian and I went in 2012. I know we're up against a break here, but Brian and I went in 2012 to get some. You know, we went for the practice rounds. We didn't stay all week. I think we went there. We were there like 2 days, I think. And we talked to Snedeker, and we talked to whoever the amateur champ was playing was from the area. That's the only reason why they let us come.
Gotcha.
When you apply for media credentials for Augusta, I mean, it's like vetting a vice presidential candidate. You know? But it was an amazing experience, and the golf course is more hilly than you can imagine.
Really?
I mean, it's pristine. It's beautiful. It's the greenest grass I've ever seen in my life. But that course is hilly, man. And with the winds and the rains they had for the first couple of rounds, for a guy like Scheffler to finish 11 under par.
Incredible.
What's the old saying about the PGA Tour? These guys are good.
Right.
We're average, but we're going to do a show here. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Preds. We're going to talk about NBA playoffs. And what the hell is your team doing?
Throwing games.
Unreal. All right. We'll get to all that. Your phone call is 615-844-5600-WNSR.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch. Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big American League matchup from Minute Maid Park in Houston as Michael Harris and the Braves take on the Houston Astros.
Pregame coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Welcome back to the show. Monday morning in Music City. Beautiful day out there. Hopefully that'll take your mind off the fact that it's tax day. Wah, wah, wah. Got to get everything filed by today. I have to go and get my stuff done. And unfortunately, I'm going to owe Uncle Sam this year, and it is what it is, buddy. But
I got a bone to pick with the IRS. Why can I not use more than one deduction? Why can I only use just the standard deduction? Because, like, recently I purchased a home, so I've been paying considerable amount in interest with the rates being so high.
Yeah, with your home loan.
Of course, I can't tack that on to my already standard deduction, apparently. So just one big joke, this system that we're in. But I'm paid, Uncle Sam. Don't come looking for me. You got my money.
Yeah.
Now screw off.
So that's exactly how I feel, and most of the people listening to us right now, I'm sure, Patton Cook. Good job by you. Yeah, but just a reminder, it is tax day. You got to get filed by today. And if you owe a lot of money, the good news is, as far as I know, you can give them as much as you can give them, and then, you know, they'll accept it. And then, you know, but don't wait too long to pay it off, because that interest is going to, you know, the juice, as we like to say where I'm from. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Interest gets tacked on to the principal. You understand? The vig, the juice. Ay, ay, ay. The Predators, great way to finish the regular season. You know, they get the overtime loss Tuesday to Winnipeg to clinch a playoff spot. They beat Chicago 5-1 on Friday. Forsberg a hat trick. He now owns the single season record for goals in a season. And that record belongs to him. He's the greatest goal scorer in the history of this franchise. I know he's not a homegrown Predator, but he might as well be.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I know he came in a trade. How about that trade that they made? I mean, jeez.
And David Poile ought to just wake up every morning and just kind of smile and shake his head. I did that.
That was a heist back in the day. So congratulations to Phil Forsberg. 6-4 win over Columbus Saturday night. Kind of a, you know, not a sterling performance, but they get the dub, and you know, the regular season home finale. So, you know, they send the crowd home happy. And I tell you what, we talk about this all the time, Pat. You know, team, athletes always talk about, oh, yeah, we have the best fans in the world. You know, we feed off our home ground. A lot of that's just, you know, feel-good BS, right? But when you listen to guys like Yossi, a guy that's been here forever, Forsberg, even the new guys, Ryan O'Reilly, who played in St. Louis, which is a big-time hockey town with loyal fans, I mean, you could see the sincerity on their faces when they say, we are fueled by our crowd. Like, our fans really fuel us. And Yossi talks about just how much fun it is to play home games at Bridgestone Arena. And now they're heading into the playoffs, and their opponent's still to be determined. The Preds in Pittsburgh tonight for the regular season finale to play the Penguins. Penguins need this game, but if the Preds win, they clinch that number one wild card spot, which theoretically could improve their first round opponent. It's going to be a tough grind either way.
Sure.
Because you're looking at, I believe, either Dallas or Vancouver?
Yeah, the Canucks right now are the slotted team as of now, but that's with them being the number one wild card.
Right, so it's so
still up in the air.
Take your pick. I mean, yeah. Dallas is going to be a grind. Vancouver's going to be a grind. They'll definitely be underdogs in this first series. But, you know, if they – and we talked about it. If they can get out of those first two games on the road with a split,
yep.
You come home to Bridgestone Arena for a game three, it's going to be off the chain.
Yep.
Smashville, they're gonna have that dilapidated car out front.
Right.
People are gonna be taking sledgehammers to it.
Bring
you know,
your spare cash.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everybody's gonna be going absolutely berserk. And you know, it's gonna be interesting, dare I say fun, to see what this team can do in the playoffs. Now, are they a Stanley Cup contender? No. Will they get to the Western Conference Finals? I doubt it. Could they get out of the first round? As David Poyle said last year so famously, maybe, possibly. That was the greatest quote ever when he talked. After they sold everybody off, but they were still kind of ish in playoff contention. And he's like, can we still make the playoffs? He's like, maybe, possibly. You know, I tell you what, if you're looking to, you know, if you got some pizza Skrilla, why not put it on the Preds to get out of the first round, right?
Yeah, I agree with you. And to your point about the fans, I always find it interesting when guys come in to Nashville where they've been other places and they've got no reason to BS you, and they go, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we had guys crying on the ice earlier this season after a hat trick.
Cody Glass. It was like when another Cody Rhodes, won the championship. I mean, you know, he was over with the crowd, and yeah, he's doing his post, you know, his on ice interview with either Kara, I guess it was with Kara Hammer, and he couldn't even get the words out. It was kind of like, you know, Jalen Brunson after a Knicks game. They're all just chanting MVP, he's trying to talk and he gets all choked up. So, you know, you got to love the fans. You got to love the fact that, you know, the fans, well, first of all, I think it goes hand in hand. The organization being honest with the fan base. Mm-hmm. I talk about this all the time. If you say, you know, what did Trotsky say? Maybe two steps back to take three steps forward. Now, they're ahead of schedule making the playoffs. But well, as long as you're honest with a fan base, more often than not, they're going to have your back. And so, you know, the fans deserve this. And, you know, it's going to be a fun spring. The weather's getting nice. You know, you go down to Broadway to Bridgestone Arena for a playoff game. There's nothing like it. And, you know, we'll see where they take this thing. And I think the Preds are going to be playing loose. They're going to be playing with house money in their minds. Like I said, they're going to be the underdogs. Whoever they play in the first round, they're not going to have home ice advantage. But, man, whoever it is that faces the Preds, you got to be a little nervous.
Well,
you know, not nervous, but like, you know what? We better show up and play our best hockey, because if we slip up, these guys can, you know, sneak up on us.
For sure. And they've got a chance to eclipse 100 points tonight.
Nice.
They've already had their best season since 2018-2019.
I mean, did you see any of this happening after 9-2 to the Stars on February 15th?
Even before
the
season.
Think about it. That was 2 months ago.
Right.
8 weeks ago, we're sitting there saying, sell everything, you know, let's gear up for next year. And Trotsky may or may not have thought that way too after that game. I cannot confirm or deny what his thoughts were after that game, having had conversations with him, you know, off mic.
Yeah, and it's been even before that, though, I think before the season, if you would have said 100 points, best season since 2018, 2019, no chance. Just there were too many mysteries to go on a limb and say that, but they've come a long way, and they're a good hockey team right now, and that's all the fans want to say. We've got a good hockey team here in Nashville.
Right. And you know what? They've got the goaltending, and if Saros gets hot,
yep.
You know, like Pecorino got hot in 2017 until, you know, he went to Pittsburgh, and then things didn't work out so well. That was like his personal house of horrors. But, you know, it's about goaltending. Obviously, it's about your special teams. Your power play has to click.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's not going to be a lot of opportunities power play-wise, right? Because there's less penalties called in the playoffs. Sure. Teams play a more disciplined game. And obviously, you know, your PK's got to be on point, too. You can't be, you know, well, first you got to stay out of the box.
Right.
But, you know, but your PK's got to be solid. You can't spend all night in a playoff game killing penalties. You're going to get your ass beat. Let's go to Tony in Nolensville, who joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
Dude, first of all,
you know, hang on one second, Tony. I'm watching this guy in the Boston Marathon. There's like nobody around him. There's this dude running in the. I watched, you know, it's Patriots Day in Boston. They got the marathon, and then the Red Sox are gonna be playing at like 10 o'clock in the morning. There's this dude in the men's Boston Marathon who is just like, he looks like he's 5 miles ahead of the pack. I'm sorry,
well,
Tony.
I'm
go ahead.
It's him and not me.
Yeah, you and me both, buddy. You and I weren't built to run long distances.
John. You know, listen to Harrington. He always brings a good perspective to golf. And I like what he said about the live, and the PGA, it's ego versus the pride. And that was a good spot on.
How
right
about
there.
The fact that he said that the, you know, professional golfers are the most overpaid guys? This is a Virgil Herring is a professional golfer. Okay. And he said that.
Guys, got to talk about it.
Let's do it.
The ass whipping that Vanderbilt took at Texas A&M.
The hell, 36-6 they were outscored in 3 games.
36-6. I mean, Patton, you're a huge Vandy fan. I'm a Vandy fan. I'm a season ticket holder in baseball, and yeah, I'm trying to stay positive. But I've been saying all along, and there's some people say, "Oh, I'm always negative." No, when you talk about facts, you've got. It's not about being negative, it's facts. And when you get beat 9-0 on 5 hits, what the hell was that?
One night after getting beat 15-0 or whatever
after
it was.
After getting beat in a run rule game, 15-0. And guys, I went back and looked at the previous 4 series that Vandy has played. I've been telling a couple people they really hadn't played nobody really tough. It is SEC. We get that. We all know that.
It just means more.
But going into the weekend, the 4 opponents, their series record was 17-36 overall record. That's who Vanderbilt has beat. They were 19 games below 500. And now we're going to find out this weekend the moxie and the character of this team. And go down there and get swept again. They're playing now intimidated on the road. I mean, we've been swept 2 times on the road. And I know it had to be Corbin's worst, I hate using the word embarrassing, but worst defeats on the field.
No, let's call it that. It was embarrassing. You know, this program is not supposed to get beat like that.
I know it's the first time he had been shut out. His team has been shut out back-to-back like they were, and only to have 10 hits. So I know there's another caller. Clay's always been on Baxter. A lot of people are wondering, we have no home run hitters. We've got 2 or 3. It's got 4 or 5. The bombs are flying out all over the country. I don't know if y'all saw this the other day, but the top 5 home run hitters in the country – one of them, Patton, plays at Austin Peay.
Yep.
He's got 18 bombs, tied for third. And so, I mean, you've got the hitting woes are showing up more now that we're getting into the thick of the schedule. You still got Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky. Like I say, Georgia and Florida. Florida comes here this weekend. They've been getting hammered, but they scored 11 runs the other day, and they'll come up here and bat. And we've all seen it. Sullivan to get out there, and he'll mess with Corbin's mind. He likes to play little games on the field. But they've got to turn this ship around, and they've got to find some locker room leadership. They've got three or four or five seniors over there that need to step up. Say, guys, this isn't who we are. We need to turn this around, and because I'm afraid this might get a little ugly if they don't get things turned around. They really play well at home, but you've got some tough teams that can come up on the schedule. I was going to get y'all's take on that, but, and I challenge you to ask Corbs the tough questions, really tough questions, on Thursday. I know you will. But I wanted to just say that. I hate it, but we've got to get this ship turned around. So I wanted to say that. But I wanted to also tell you, John and Patton, great job getting Virgil to come on. That was really good interview.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, thanks,
Tony. Have a good day. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We'll get your answer to what's going on with Vanderbilt baseball after this. WNSR.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce, our Thai Sweet Chili, and our best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio. It's JB and the General.
WNSR. Once again, a reminder, it's tax day, April 15th. Yeah, I know. Make sure you get your returns filed by today. And if you owe a lot, send them something.
Anything.
Anything. As much as you can give till it hurts. And, because it's going to hurt, bro. I can speak for myself. It's going to hurt this year. Yeah. Give them what you can. And, we'll get through it. 615-844-5600. You can call or text us at the same number. Before we went to break, Patton, Tony had a very, very detailed, long question about Vanderbilt baseball. Got swept by Texas A&M over the weekend. Were outscored 36-6. Run ruled 15-0 on Friday. Lost 9-0 on Saturday. Got out to a lead yesterday, but gave it up. You being the Vanderbilt fan that you are, what do you see? What are some of the problems? They're 8-7 right now in the SEC.
Yeah, I think one thing Tony said, on the road, they are just a completely different team. For whatever reason, if the first game doesn't go right for them, other than last week, LSU responding there was very important for them.
Yeah, took 2 out of 3 at LSU. Very gutty performance.
Right, dropped the first and then go on to win the next two. But other than that, each and every road series they've had has been very difficult. And even though LSU traditionally is probably the most intense atmosphere right now in the SEC, A&M this weekend, I don't know if that was their Super Bowl or not necessarily, but they were ready. They're ready for the Commodores.
Yep.
And Tony mentions
they wanted the smoke.
They absolutely did, and they made sure of it. Vanderbilt jumped out to a 4-0 lead on Sunday, gave it all up, ended up losing 12-6. But Tony mentioned home runs. And Mike Baxter, I will say this in defense of Mike Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
He can't add 40 pounds of muscle onto guys and make him hit home runs. If you look at their roster and if you look at them getting off the bus, as Brian Callahan said, he wants his guys to look good getting off the bus. They aren't the biggest guys. And it's right now your really best home run hitter is Braden Holcomb, a freshman, a guy we asked Tim Corbin about. So they're, I think for a little bit, Tim Corbin and maybe Vanderbilt was trying to go maybe the smaller ball route. But now you look around, you look at some of these guys around the SEC and around the country, it's home run hitting. And they're starting to get, there's got some freshmen in there. Holcomb is one. There's a couple other. Cam Kozol is a big kid. He's going to start.
Right.
He's
but
got
that
two
consistent
homers.
Consistent bopper in the middle of that lineup they don't have.
They don't have it because I would say Braden Holcomb is that guy, but he's a freshman. So he's not going to give you consistent hitting every single night. So
he's a baby. His breath still smells like Similac.
Right. It's hard now, but I think they've got the pieces down the road. I don't think this team is going to do anything in Omaha necessarily, but I think you look further down the road. But saying that, you're going to lose some pitching here after this season. So it's unfortunate. They don't have the home run hitting. And that, to me, you look around the league, you look at the best teams, they all pound the ball out of the ballpark, and Vanderbilt does not do that. They just don't have the guys to do that. I don't think it has anything to do with Mike Baxter. I just don't think they have the Jimmies and the Joes, as we like to say, John.
Right. Yeah. Well, like you said, they're 8-7 right now.
They're still a good baseball team. A&M is probably the best team in America right now.
Right, and you look at the SEC. I mean, this conference is stacked.
Oh god,
with really good teams. You saw what Tennessee did over the weekend.
I mean, Kentucky's been a laughing stock forever.
11-1.
Yeah, they're third in the nation right now.
Yeah, Kentucky's really good. We know how good Tennessee is. They swept LSU over the weekend. Correct.
They did.
Yeah.
Big
win
for them.
Scored a lot of runs, too.
And shout out to a DCA product. Andrew Banky came in 2 relief appearances over the weekend for the Vols. A DCA Wildcat, John Burton. So he's a
Donaldson Christian
prestigious
Academy.
High school here in Donaldson. So shout out to Andrew and shout out to Tony V and the Vols.
Wah, 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 wah. All right. NBA, the playoffs are pretty much set. We got the play-in games. My Knicks end up with a 2 seed in the East, which may not be a good thing because they're probably either going to have to play Philadelphia or Miami in round one, right. And that scares the you-know-what out of me. But I love the way my Knicks are playing right now. Jalen Brunson, he's not going to win MVP, I think Jokic is like minus 6,000 or whatever to win the MVP. But at least now he's in the conversation. So happy for my Knicks getting the 2 seed. That was definitely unexpected. We got to talk about what the hell your team's doing. Playing Charlotte, they tanked. And I mean, Bickerstaff was laughing about it. Because they wanted the why? Because they wanted a better matchup in round one.
Yeah, you want a better matchup in round one, but I don't. News flash to JB Bickerstaff: one, karma is a you know what. So for you to throw a final game, that's going to come back and bite you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you better be right because what was it Orlando for you guys?
Orlando in round one.
Okay, now you'll probably win. Orlando's a really young team. Ben Carroll's a great player, but you know they're not probably ready to win a playoff series, especially when they don't have home court advantage. But if you get that wrong and you lose that series, Dan Gilbert, your owner, is going to lose his freaking mind. JB Bickerstaff, gone. Gansey, gone. Donovan Mitchell, well, I'm not going to let you become a free agent. I'm going to trade your negotiating rights to the Charlotte Hornets.
Yep. Well,
get out!
One more on top of that, John, is getting out of the first round the only objective these days
right.
in Cleveland? Are we not worried about
They were talking about that. I was listening to the boys on the way in Cleveland on the way in. They're basically saying, so you're going to like party down Euclid Avenue and hang a banner for getting out of the first round?
I mean, this is your win now mode because Donovan Mitchell ain't staying. I don't care what he says the next couple of weeks. But yeah, you're throwing games so you can have an easier round one matchup. Newsflash, JB, you don't get a championship ring in a banner.
Not me.
JB Bickerstaff, not John Burton. But I would like to do a little bit more than just the first round.
Your team's good enough.
It's not going to be better next year, in my opinion. So it was stunning yesterday, but then again. Not surprising.
If you've missed it, they basically tanked the game. They played like five centers against the Hornets because they purposely wanted to lose. Max Strus was quoted after the game, who played for Miami last year, now plays for Cleveland, was like, he basically was like, I don't know what the hell we're doing. I wanted to win this game. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. I've said all I need to say about JB Bickerstaff. He's in a lot of trouble, and it's not a good look. It's not a good look
to
the fans.
You're right. Karma's a you-know-what. Don't be surprised if Orlando, finds it and beats them.
That's a young, hungry team, and you're going to have...
They're like the Predators. They're playing with house money. It's like, nobody's expecting us to win. Let's just go out and ball and have fun.
You're going to have home court for one series, and then after that, you're going to be on the road.
Mm. I don't know. All right, we'll come back and close out hour number one, 615-844-5600. Call or text WNSR.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
If I ever told you my disdain for spring games, they are useless, they are irrelevant, they are not representative of a real college football game, nor does it tell you what you need to be looking out for once your team gets on the field for fall games that do count, that do go in the record books, and do mean something.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Monday morning, tax day, wah, wah, wah. But we're going to try to make you feel better. It's JB and the General, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, in the Strike and Spare Family Fund Center Studios. You can give us a call, 615-844-5600. Forgot to mention, Teresa Walker from the Associated Press will join us at 10:25. Charge it to my head and not my heart. She knows that. This dude in the Boston Marathon, man. I mean, I don't know who it is, but he's kicking some mucho dupa right now, bro.
His name's the Lima. He's from Ethiopia.
Wow. Well, he's making it look easy right now.
You got people come all throughout the world for this thing. I mean, a lot of marathons. I mean, here in Nashville, you have people come all over the world.
The Music City Marathon is become a destination, yeah. Because it's like, you know, you train, you know, run the marathon, finish it, and then you can party your ass off the rest of the weekend in Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like about that, right?
Set up pretty nice.
Did you ever hear about Rosie Ruiz?
No.
She was a woman. Years ago, early 80s, she won the women's Boston Marathon. It might have been the New York Marathon, but I'm pretty sure it was the Boston Marathon. Somebody can fact check me. But she actually cheated. She, like, took taxis to certain spots.
Oh, wow.
I think. And then got out in front. And, like, she came out of nowhere. Nobody knew who she was. And she crosses the finish line first. And they're interviewing her. And they're like, yeah, I just ran my best race. You might want to Google that. Rosie, I think it's R-U-I-Z. I might have some of the facts wrong, but I know she cheated to win the Boston Marathon or a marathon. He's either New York or Boston. And she got, you know, she got found out and she got disqualified. But you know what? I give her credit for having the you-know-whats to try to pull that caper off. I mean, it was easier back then with not a lot of cameras or social media. But I think she just kind of waited at a certain spot and then just jumped out in front of everybody. Do you have it there?
Yes, I'm seeing pictures, and she just looks absolutely, I mean, just finished, and she's getting carried by police. She looks so tired. I don't know if they're arresting her. Yeah,
so she sold it like she was exhausted. Oh, yeah. She ran the race of her life and all this in the marathon of her life. But, well,
she did jail time for stealing money. From the Manhattan real estate company.
Yeah, she was not exactly above board, above reproach. I mean, hey, you know what they say? The guts of a burglar, right?
Right.
So, yeah. Is there information about what she pulled off at the marathon? Are you seeing anything there?
I will. I'm kind of reading through some stories now. We'll have something top of the hour.
All right. Sounds good. Braves over the weekend. pretty good weekend.
Yeah, nice walk-off. I was riding in the car listening here on the Nashville Sports Radio.
You can hear a little Atlanta Braves baseball all summer long right here on WNSR.
Ozuna with a nice three-run shot, top of the ninth. Get out of the Miami with a nice victory.
Yeah, Braves are 9-5. My Yankees had a chance to sweep the Guardians yesterday. They took the lead in extra innings but got walked off by the Guardians. But they took 2 out of 3, and the Yankees are 12-4. I can't complain.
Guardians playing well, too, I believe.
They are. But without Bieber, I don't know how long it can last. All right, stick around. Hour number two coming straight at you. WNSR.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial begins. I'm Dave Packer. Donald Trump in court this morning, day one, as Trump faces nearly 36 felony counts accusing him of hiding hush money payments to an adult film actress. But Trump outside the courtroom had his own assessment.
This case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this.
Jury selection begins today. Could take weeks. ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams says finding a jury could be tough.
The standard is not, do you know who the defendant is? That's not what it is. The standard is not, do you know anything about the case? The standard is, can this person objectively evaluate the evidence? And that's where it's going to be tricky.
As proceedings began this morning, Judge Juan Merchan denied a pair of motions filed by Trump's legal team seeking his recusal from the case, citing his past comments and interviews and his daughter's work with a democratically affiliated firm. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, here on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Coming to you from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios, John Burton, the General, Patton Cook, with you on a beautiful Monday. Wow. I mean, Chamber of Commerce, man. We got up to 86, 87 yesterday. We just missed a record.
Oh, yeah. The AC was on in my car. Absolutely.
Yeah, mine too, bro.
No chance.
Windows down, yeah. Man. Shades up. You know, I had my shades on. I was looking
cool, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you check out the sport coat I was rocking last
Absolutely.
Night? What do you think?
Well,
how'd it look?
John, I never have problems with your wardrobe. You're a well-dressed man.
Little pro tip. I got that on Amazon.
Really?
Needs a little bit of work. I got to bring the sleeves up just a little bit, and I'm gonna bring it in just a tiny bit in the waist. But I ordered it on Amazon.
Okay.
I think it was less than $70. Like, it was dirt
wow,
cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, so I ordered another one, too, like a gray one.
Well, Amazon gets plenty of my paychecks from here. I will just leave it at that.
Let me tell you. I mean, that's just, you know, it seems like every other day I get that alert on my phone. You have a package because right. There's like a locker.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think it's called Luxor or something like that. So I have to go to the locker in one of the common areas in my complex. You punch in a code and then the locker, bing, opens up. But, you know, I've got it set up to where I get a notice,
okay,
a text on my phone when my package has arrived. And so, yeah. So I'm actually going to take it. You know, I wore it last night because I wanted to see how it played out on TV,
sure,
how it looked. But I just got to get a little bit of tailoring done to it. Not much.
I didn't notice it needed anything.
I'm going to take it in just a tiny bit in the waist. You know, get to show off the lats.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the shoulders.
All that work, you might as well, let
exactly,
the people know.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I'm going for the Shannon Sharp look. You know, he can barely fit into his suit coats because he's right. So jacked at almost 60 years old. So he's my role model as far as that goes.
If you look close enough, you can see the seams just crying.
Oh. Yeah.
Just weeping down the sleeves.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, not bad, right, though?
No, not at all.
So, all right. So before we went to break, you know, we're watching the Boston Marathon here, just having some fun with it on a Monday. And I was telling you about Rosie Ruiz back in the early 80s, how she tried to cheat her way to a Boston Marathon win. Apparently, she was that girl, man. She lived a life of crime.
That she did. To even qualify for the Boston Marathon, she cheated. In the 79 New York City Marathon, she finished 11th by sneaking onto the New York subway to get around the crowd and ended up running on. And then how she ended up winning was she just kind of snuck. She didn't ride any taxis or anything. She just snuck through the crowd and started running, beat the runner, Jacqueline Giroux, or I don't know however you say that name.
Maybe Giroux.
Giroux, yes. Ended up beating her. So, yes. And after that, faced some jail time for some real estate fraud and a foiled, this is a quote, foiled cocaine deal.
Jesus.
At a Miami airport hotel.
Is she still alive?
She passed away in 2019 at the age of 66.
Wow.
She's destined to be forever mentioned as the biggest cheater in sports history.
Is that what it says there? Yeah. So all you baseball writers complaining about the guys who took steroids, you know, at least they weren't Rosie Ruiz. I thought it was a taxi. I knew it was a form of public transportation that she took to kind of
work.
I mean, you know, I kind of admire just the fact that she went for it, man. She was just like, you know what? you know, the guts of a burglar. She was living that street life, man, you know?
Takes a lot of work to cheat that much, I must say.
I mean, if she'd have just applied herself right. and maybe learned a trade, would she be as successful as making a cocaine deal right. back in the early 80s? Probably not. But, you know, you would have avoided jail time. How old was she? How old was she? How old was she when she died?
66. This is another quote, another good one. she'd been an out-of-shape smoker until getting hooked on running 6 years earlier and didn't try a marathon until 77. Of course, won the Boston Marathon.
See, I mean, look at the work 80. She put in to get in shape. She puts, if you put that work into, like I said, learning a trade
right.
and applying yourself, she probably would have found success. She obviously had the drive.
Right.
and the determination.
Didn't even have to get off the smokes either, apparently.
Well, yeah, didn't we talk about that on the podcast, that dude that ran a marathon yes. while puffing heaters?
Yep. and two in his mouth the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. Teresa Walker is going to join us at 10:25, and we were talking about the Preds in the first hour. Still waiting to find out who their first-round opponent is going to be, but I like the way they finished the season strong. You know, they get yep. that overtime loss to Winnipeg, but they go to Chicago, a bad team that they should beat. They win 5-1, and Forsberg gets the hat trick. He now owns the single season goals record for the franchise. He's already the franchise's all-time leading goal scorer. I mean, like I said, no disrespect to Matt Duchene, but if anybody deserves to have that record, it's Philip Forsberg, and he's had a great season this year. So is Josi, but you know, Forsberg is doing what he gets paid a lot of money to do. I mean, there was yep. some consternation a couple years ago when he was about to become a free agent. Poile was like, hey, I don't know. We're going to try. We're going to try our best to re-sign him. It may not work. You know, that's why I always admired David Poile. He was blood honest. He'd be like, sure. It's negotiations. He told me once. I interviewed him. He's like, John, it's negotiations. Anything can happen. I don't know. We're going to try. They get him signed. And, I mean, if anybody deserves to be a forever Predator, yep. it's Philip Forsberg. Really, even though, like I said in the first hour, he's not homegrown.
Sure.
But he might as well be.
He might as well be, and he's meant a lot to this team. I think maybe more this year than maybe some, because there's just a lot of question marks even before you had the trials and tribulations throughout the season. To start, you're having a new head coach,
right.
having a GM for the first time he's ever done anything like that, and it's been a true testament, and Preds have a chance to do something, break 100 points, and even though it may not mean much in terms of hanging a banner or anything, that's a nice milestone to cross in year one in the Barry Trotz era. And Philip, he's going to have a big playoff series. I'd say him, Roman, and UC Soros go, that's where the Preds will probably go in the postseason. And that's with anything. Your stars are going to have to play up to it. So he's got a big couple of weeks ahead of him.
I'm also looking at a guy like Nyquist. I'm looking at a guy like Ryan McDonough. I'm definitely looking at a guy like Ryan O'Reilly. You know, those guys are going to be major factors as well. So I guess we would have known the Preds' first-round opponent, but Vegas winning last night kind of threw a monkey wrench into everything, right? Because the Golden Knights won a thriller over the Colorado Avalanche, winning 4-3 in overtime. I'm reading from the Tennessean here. This creates a scenario where if the Predators do not get at least 1 point against the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight, they're in Pittsburgh tonight for the regular season finale, the Golden Knights could sneak into the first wild card spot. Vegas plays two non-playoff teams at home to finish their season, Tuesday against Chicago, Thursday against Anaheim. Two wins by the Golden Knights would give them the first wild card position. If that happens, Nashville would fall into the second wild card position and likely face the Dallas Stars in the first round. But I thought no matter what happens tonight, if the Preds win, if they beat the Penguins tonight, they are the first wild card. Do I have
correct.
That right?
Yeah, they're 3 points ahead of Vegas right now, and with the two games Vegas still has to play, they have a possibility of getting those 4 points. So it's point or win for the Preds tonight, and they'll lock in that wild card spot. But yeah, you're right. Vegas still, their season doesn't end until Thursday. So they've still got a couple more days still to go before the postseason starts.
So the Preds will play tonight, and they'll have, my gosh, well over a week before they – or about a week, right? I think the playoffs begin next weekend, I want to say. Maybe Sunday? The 20th is when they begin. So whatever day the 20th is.
That is next Saturday, or this upcoming Saturday.
Okay. So Obviously, the first two games are going to be on the road no matter who they face. But according to, I'm reading from the Tennessean here, according to Sport Club stats, as of Monday, as of today, Nashville has a 78% chance of facing Vancouver, a 20% chance of facing Dallas, and a 1% chance of facing Edmonton. I'd give them a better shot to beat Dallas just because, you know, they're a division rival. They know each other extremely well. They play a very similar style, physical but fast-paced. And, you know, when you look at what Andrew Burnett has done in terms of changing the style of play for this team from John Hines, and Trotsky talked about it when we had him on the show Friday, eventually. Go back and listen on SoundCloud if you missed it, or on our website. You know, asking a guy like Yossi to kind of change his game a little bit, you know, when you're in the defensive zone, you know, get the puck out quick, right? Get it to a forward and then join the rush. Whereas Yossi is so skilled for a defenseman offensively, he could do a lot of that stuff himself. And for Yossi, I mean, the dude's a mensch, we know. But for him to accept that and say, all right, this is what's good for the team. I mean, this guy's a multi, you know, this guy's an all-star, Norris Trophy candidate every year, and the captain of the team. And for him to realize, I got to do what's best for the team here. I got to buy into this system. And that's the biggest takeaway, I think, a lot from what we've seen from the Predators. You know, it didn't start out great. They started off 5-10. They had that bad stretch, you know, in early February. We've talked at nauseum about that 9-2 loss to Dallas at home. But by and large, the level of buy-in to Bruno's system by the players has been a key factor as to why they've had so much success.
It has, and it's helped Roman because it's got him up the ice a little bit quicker. He's not really having to worry about getting the puck taken off of him, and that's given him the ability to score a few more goals and have a few more assists in less kind of dire situations. So I believe
this year is career high for goals, right?
Correct. So
23,
it's,
I think?
It was important, I think, for there to be some sort of success. I know they didn't get the start early, but the kind of vision was there, I think, early on. You saw this as a chance of working. I think that was important because players are willing to give it a chance no matter what for any head coach. But if they don't see results semi-early in year one, they're thinking, what are we doing here?
Right,
what's the point with this guy? We're changing what I've been doing a heck of a job of the past 5 or 6 years. And credit to Roman, credit to the team. And I think this could only get better. Something we talked about with Chris Mason a couple weeks ago was in year one in a system, this is the worst it's going to be. As you get another offseason into it, another year of working under Bruno, it's only going to get better.
You would think.
So,
yeah, I mean, you would think because, like I said, by and large, they are ahead of schedule right now. I did not have them making the playoffs this year.
No.
I had them, you know, scrapping for it.
Not this season.
On the fringe, maybe, you know, missing out by, you know, a few points or whatever. In that chase pack at the end for that last wild card spot, but coming up a little bit short.
Yeah.
And here they are with a chance to be the top wild card team. And like I said, it looks like they're going to play Vancouver. Tough matchup. You know, you don't have home ice. And as I said earlier, you'd rather see them play Dallas just because it's the devil you know.
And for the past month, we knew this team was a playoff team. And that's a real accomplishment. Because like you said, we were expecting battle it out all year long and maybe just miss out. But it's been a foregone conclusion since the beginning of March, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Very, very rarely do NHL teams go on 18 game point streaks and not make the playoffs.
Exactly.
We kind of knew. I kind of knew after that road trip. Remember that road trip where they yanked, was it the U2 concert?
Mm-hmm. In Vegas.
Yeah. And they yanked away the U2 concert in Vegas. And all of a sudden, and I remember like an idiot, I came in here on Monday. I'm like, it doesn't mean much. Don't read into it. This is still not, stupid. Here they are, you know, with a chance obviously, they're going to the playoffs.
You're just giving
now.
Them some bulletin board material.
Yeah, They probably have the dart board up in the dressing room. I can see Yossi and Forsberg and O'Reilly just shooting darts at my ugly mug, you know.
Right.
We'll show
you
this,
and,
you know, Bruno telling him, hey, that idiot Burton on that radio show thinks you guys aren't any good. So we're going to prove him, you know. It's like that
hey,
scene Yossi, in Major League.
Burton wanted to trade you.
Yeah.
How about you fix up here a little bit?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. You know, I grew up a Giants fan, and I just remember how Bill Parcells used to needle Lawrence Taylor. I mean, Lawrence Taylor, you know, the greatest of all time, the GOAT. And there was a really good outside linebacker in a 3-4 in New Orleans named Pat Swilling, wore the same number, 56. He was a really good linebacker. He was kind of like kind of like the poor man's Lawrence Taylor at the time. That's how good he was. And Parcells used to rag Taylor in practice all the time and just be like, you know what I'm going to do, Taylor? He never called him Lawrence or LT. He called him Taylor. And he had that Jersey accent. You know what, Taylor? I'm going to make a trade. I'm going to bring that Swilling guy here from New Orleans and send you down to New Orleans. Same number, but I'll be getting the better player. And Lawrence Taylor used to get so mad, he would take it out on like Ron Jaworski or Mark Rippon or Joe Theismann or whoever the quarterback he was facing that day, and he would just kill him because he was so pissed off at Parcells for needling him. I mean, that's, you know, so I just remember those days. So yeah, maybe the I'm arrogant enough to think that the Predators were motivated by me. Why not?
Why not?
You know, Jabroni down the dial certainly feels that way with the Titans.
Oh, gosh, yes.
All right, let's take a break. Your phone calls after Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. She's going to join us next. But stick around. A lot more to come. WNSR.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Buyandtow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit buyandtow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, buyandtow.com. That's buyandtow.com.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris to the warning track. Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball! You have got to be kidding me! Swung on, belt, deep right field, gone!
Listen to the NL East defending champs, the Atlanta Braves, only on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Monday edition of the show, John Burton, General Patton Cook with you inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. JB and the General. She joins us every Monday at this time. The Hall of Fame sports writer from the Associated Press, Cubs fan, UT alum, the queen, the great Teresa Walker. Good morning, T.
Good morning, JB. How we doing? I don't know about you, but it's like I really wish the Predators didn't play tonight, and then we have to wait till Thursday night, potentially, to even know who their opponent is in the postseason. You know, it's like, oh, man. And seriously, Colorado, you couldn't have done them a solid yesterday and given them a little hand?
I know. Yeah, that's the frustrating part, because we want to know, now that we're in, right, we want to know who are we playing, what's the schedule, when's the first home game, all that kind of stuff, and looks like we may have to wait.
Yes, we do. But we've got plenty to keep us busy between now and then. The game tonight against Pittsburgh, who is desperately trying to play their way in. There's so much more intrigue in the East.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, yeah, WNBA draft is tonight.
That's right.
You know, we know where Caitlin Clark's going. Rekia Jackson, she's been mentioned as possibly the number two pick overall. There's potential there. It's weird that I'm not making plans to go to Memphis, but the best thing about the Memphis Grizzlies season is that it's over.
Yes.
And
all is well that ends, right?
Oh, yes. And the GM is like, it's going to be so weird not having to sign any more 10-day contracts. They used more players since they started tracking this than any team in the NBA. That's how banged up they were. I mean, the team that they wanted to have this season never really took the court together. So I just want to see what happens if they can, one, heal up, and two, see, you know, Oklahoma is the number one seed in the West this year. Well, let's just wait and see what happens next season if the Grizzlies are truly healthy. And they're going to have a lottery pick to help them in the draft in June. So stay tuned for there. And then, you know what else is coming up? A week from Thursday, the draft, mm-hmm. the NFL draft. And I'm just going to say, JB, I have never been a bigger Tim McGraw fan than I am now, because he has got a concert in Bridgestone Arena on the first night of the NFL draft. So I don't have to pick and choose where do I need to be.
Teresa, quickly on the Grizzlies, Scottie Pippen Jr., do you feel like he did enough in his kind of minutes and time in Memphis to maybe be back next year?
Well, it looks like he's definitely going to get a look in the summer league, and it was fun to see him kind of go off on Saturday against the Lakers. He had something to prove, because the Lakers had signed him. Yep. And then let him go, and he wanted to kind of show them. We'll see, because the problem is, that's the thing. There's a lot of, Gigi Jackson is a guy who went off for 44 points yesterday, and he's a guy who literally came out of nowhere to show the Grizzlies, hey, I'm somebody you need to think about going into the future. So, Scottie Pippen Jr. is going to get a chance in summer league to show what he can do, but that's the problem, is they cycled through so many players that they're gonna be able to be choosy at how they finish out and fill out their roster for this upcoming season.
T, back to the Preds for a second. You know, we were talking about the fact, I guess the more likely scenario is they play Vancouver in round one as opposed to Dallas. And Dallas is a really good team. And we saw what they did to the Preds in that 9-2 game back on February 15th. But, you know, if it's me, I'd rather play Dallas in the first round, right? Because it's kind of the devil you know, a division rival that you're very familiar with.
True, but Vancouver, as hot as they started the season off, cooled off a little bit, down the stretch a little bit. So, I mean, it's the playoffs. I mean, here's the thing. Everything kind of resets once you get to the postseason. And, you know the idea of trying to, you know, pick, choose, plot, see who you're playing against. I mean, you know, the devil you know, or in this case, the stars you know. I mean, all that matters is that you're playing your best.
Yeah.
And this is where it's going to be weird for, and the test is going to be for Andrew Burnett and the Predators, is they play tonight and then they don't play for several days.
Right.
So, you know, they've played well, they've played hot. We certainly saw them blow out a pair of teams on Friday and Saturday night. now what do they do tonight? Because then you get to sit, and how do you, you know, sometimes you can get a little rusty, and then, or sometimes you hit a wall. You can never tell. It's all about the team that, you know, I mean, you've got to dig deep. You've got to want it. You've got, and we'll see, you know, as great a season as Andrew Brunette has coaxed out of this team this year to make a strong case for the Jack Adams Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, hey, let's not forget Barry Trotz has made all the right moves, it seems, putting together this roster. You know, he said he didn't come here to retire. Well, you know, he's done something now in his first year as a GM that he didn't do as a first-year head coach in the NHL, just get his team to the playoffs. And so it's like he's got a great case as GM of the year. So, but the problem is it's a reset, and you go back to zero, square one, whatever cliche you want to say, and it's the team that plays the best. And I'll just say this. If UC Soros is playing the way UC did, particularly during that point streak,
mm-hmm.
then this team can do anything, and it doesn't matter who they play.
Teresa,
I just want to know, because if it's a Canadian team, I've got to write the preview.
You got to, yeah, that's right. Teresa Walker joins us from the Associated Press, joins us every Monday here on WNSR. Callahan and his top assistant spoke to the media last week, T, and, you know, we were dissecting what Nick Holtz had to say about Treylon Burks, and he kind of said a lot without saying a whole lot, if you know what I mean. It sounds like Treylon Burks is going to have to decide whether or not Treylon Burks is going to be a part of this team in 2024 and a significant part of this team. Is that how you read it as well?
Well, I think he was challenged, but he was a first-round draft pick. He's on a rookie contract. I mean,
right.
You know, it's kind of why Caleb Farley is probably going to be around this team still this year, because, you know, it costs you just as much to keep him as it does to get rid of him.
Right.
And but he's being challenged, and he should be. I mean, you know, for a guy who was the 18th pick overall, yes, he's had injuries, but, you know, when you're a first-round pick as a receiver, you should do more. And they have upgraded. You know, we knew they upgraded when they signed DeAndre Hopkins, but now they've got Calvin Ridley as well. And, you know, this is a new coach with a new offense, and they're going to be throwing the ball more. And, you know, Lord knows there's room for improvement there. But, you know, there's going to be competition for playing time. I mean, when they do take that first draft pick, it very easily could be a receiver. And suddenly, instead of being the guy competing to be the number three guy, he may be competing to try to be the number four guy. So, you know, the fact of the matter is competition is there. Now, DeAndre Hopkins had a 1,000-yard season last year, but he's a year older. Calvin Ridley's 29. And I think it was kind of a what are you going to earn signal. And that signal should be, I mean, no one should have to tell Treylon Burks that. It should be pretty obvious. I mean, nothing is handed to you in life, period, and nothing is handed to you on a pro sports team. I just was having a conversation with a colleague about some of the Diana Taurasi comments about great, you know, Caitlin Clark coming into the W, and, you know, oh, rookie's gonna, you know, she's gonna, well, hello, in any, I don't care if it's a rec league, you don't get handed a position. You got to go earn it. And if anybody's been around the block more than a time or two, when the rookie walks in the door, or somebody who's played about, what is it, 12 games? I can't even keep track of how many games that Treylon Burks has played, because we've seen him so rarely.
Mm-hmm.
One touchdown catch in 2 years. And, yes, easily admit, injuries have been a part of the problem for him. You know, he got knocked out when he made that one touchdown catch in Philadelphia. But, you know, Treylon Burks, come on down. Show us what you've got. And, you know, Brian Callahan shouldn't have to say that. I mean, Treylon Burks should know this easily. New coaching staff, there's a new offense to learn. Hello, I need, you know, if it's me, when I've got a new boss, I don't know about you, but I'm working twice as hard to prove what I can do, because I want to show them what I've got. And that's where Treylon Burks is right now.
Teresa, what's your prediction for what Treylon Burks does this year?
I've got no clue, because guess what? We don't have a ton of track records.
Yeah. One more for me. Will Levis Head coach, offensive coordinator, both are glowing about him. Kind of what have you made of his kind of progress this offseason? I don't think it's been anything on the field. It's kind of been more his leadership and off the field stuff.
Well, the fact that he's, you know, asked to get numbers as soon as they sign guys so he can reach out, that shows me that he is working to be, you know, the leader, the quarterback. I mean, that's what quarterbacks do. You know, if you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team, it doesn't matter if you're a second-year guy, which he's going into his second season. It doesn't matter how many starts you had last year. It matters that you're expected to be the leader this year, and he is trying to, you know, do that, reaching out, welcoming guys to the team, you know, starting to build the chemistry, because camaraderie, chemistry is a huge piece of that unknown component. You know, you can draw the X's and the O's and you can put the 11 players on the field, but you've got to have buy-in. And he's helping the coaches build that because it's a new coaching staff, and he's the guy that, you know, he knows where, how to get around the building already, okay? You know, so he can help be that guy. Oh, you need this, go here. And welcoming these people to the building. But, you know, he's setting a tone. And, you know, the comments that, you know, Tom Brady has raved about him, things like that. You know, so everything is looking good. And, you know, we certainly saw we liked what we saw against Atlanta in the Miami game. But we need to see more of that. I mean, sure, he was at the Masters talking and, you know, doing those kind of things, which if I'm Amy Adams Strunk and the Titans PR people, I'm saying yes, because how many other Titan players have been interviewed by, you know, at the Masters and being talking about the Titans in April? Not many, right? So yep. He is getting them on the map and doing all those intangibles that you want to see.
Teresa Walker, our guest from the Associated Press, at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter X.
Yeah, Teresa, one more for me. Kind of, how do you think the defense is shaping up right now? Defensive line looks to be a little lighter, but to me, it looks like they've taken more of an emphasis on what they feel like they needed to do in the secondary compared to the defensive line.
Well, considering they only had 6 interceptions last year, I mean, I think the secondary was a massive area. You know, they tried for a few years doing it through the draft, and that didn't work. Christian Fulton just never blossomed into the guy that you wanted him to be. Caleb Farley is, he we've hardly seen him because of injuries. And yeah, that injury history of a back surgery weeks before the draft probably shouldn't have taken him, John. You know, they went out and fixed it with proven veterans. So, and then you add that to Roger McCreary, who is the one guy out of the draft who has come through. They fixed an area of massive need, and you know that they fixed the holes that had to be filled in free agency. Okay. Center is Lloyd Cushenberry, and, you know, definitely offensive line depth. We'll see among the picks, or the signees rather, who steps up and competes for playing time. But, you know, last year they focused almost essentially on offense in the draft. I won't be surprised if they spent a lot of the picks this year on defense outside of the first round.
Yeah.
Just because that's where they're going to need some help. They need more depth at edge rusher, inside backer. But, you know, they had to do what they had to do. And, you know, I'll say this. Before the tampering period started, I had L'Jarius Sneed at the top of my board as a guy I'd like to see in that secondary, and it happened. So now I'm curious to see what they do with the rest of this. And free agency is not over, okay? These are guys that you're going to have to, you know, go to Google and, wait, who is this guy? But there will be more guys signed, but after the draft. Because right now we're in a period where it's off-season program, get ready for the draft.
T, you mentioned the WNBA draft is tonight. And listen, the WNBA is a fine league. It's been around a lot longer than people think. But they haven't really had that superstar to kind of elevate the league. In your mind, can Caitlin Clark be that star for the WNBA?
I'll say this, and I'm building off this conversation that I had with a colleague who has long covered women's basketball, and compared it to the moment when Bird and Magic came to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You'd had stars like Jerry West and and Oscar Robertson and the Boston Celtics.
Kareem,
like
yeah,
that.
Dr. J. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. They arrived, Bird and Magic and MJ arrived at a point where there was a TV contract and the ability, and so you had a base built, but you needed a star to help kind of take it the next step. That's what I think Caitlin Clark is poised to do, because everybody who knows, you know, you've heard of Caitlin Clark. I mean, her performance on Saturday Night Live the other night was, that was kind of that moment. And,
yeah, I got to go back and watch that. I heard she did really well and had a lot of fun.
Exactly. And you had Sue Bird and Diana Taurasi's, Manning cast outperforming the Manning cast numbers for the national championship game. So people are now tuned into women's basketball, and I think Caitlin Clark is one of those stars. She's that name. And, we have the Summer Olympics this summer where the women are going to go for yet another gold. I think it's going to be the eighth straight gold, a run that was started in 96, and then the W started after that, the Atlanta gold. And I'll be over there, a little simple plug for me and AP, over there helping cover the women's hoops. So they're going to have a chance to keep building. Caitlin gets drafted tonight, goes to the Indiana Fever, then they get to play the season, take a break for the Olympics, and the Olympics will be in a better time slot, being in France, so people will be able to watch this team and these players chase gold. It's a perfect kind of combination, I think, for the game and the W to take another jump. And then, college sport, the college game next year, I am going to bet you right now, JB, that ABC is rethinking, and I expect the semis to be over the air next year. In addition, why? For the ratings. They saw what the national championship
I was shocked ABC didn't air the Final Four. I was shocked.
I think they fixed that mistake next year. So I think we're going to see more growth over the next year for the entirety of the women's game because of what we saw Caitlin Clark do. And for the people saying, well, who's going to be the next college women's star? Stay tuned. Because guess what? After Kareem or after Bird and Magic came to the NBA, MJ came, and it was just, somebody had next, and that's the only question, is who's got next? Somebody's going to have next.
T, always a pleasure. Enjoy this beautiful Monday, and as always, we appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right, there she goes, Teresa Walker from the Associated Press. We'll take a break. Your phone calls are welcome, and text as well. Same number, 615-844-5600-WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville Double Stack or the world famous Bar Lines Grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines Grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's JB and the General.
We're going to re-sign Derek. We're going to bring Ryan back for one more year. I can win.
The band is coming back.
What happened last year? In the 11th hour, they signed D-Hop. But I strongly believe that Vrabel, at the last hour, slammed his fist on the table and said, I can win with this team. Let's not start the rebuild.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Greatest crunk era song of all time. Usher featuring Lil Jon. Yeah. From the album Confessions. One of the greatest R&B albums of all time, Patton. I mean, it's up there with any album, anything that Al Green did back in the day or the Motown or whatever. That was... I'm telling you, Confessions is an incredible album by Usher. If you're going to buy one album or download one album by Usher Raymond IV, that's the one to get.
Of course, got to hear this song at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that great, I got to be honest. I didn't think Usher was all right, John. Whoa.
Are we going to have our first on-air argument? We've been together for a little while now.
I wasn't impressed.
How dare you?
I know.
How dare you besmirch the great name of Usher Raymond IV?
I mean, you got Usher hitting on married women up there.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, that thing.
And then the guy goes, well, what's the big problem? Yeah. I'll tell you a problem.
Yeah, that wasn't his finest hour. That was not. And her hubby was not too happy about that, from what we understand.
I mean, how could you? It's Usher up there hitting on your wife. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah, go ahead and Google that.
Yeah. Google it.
Yeah, why don't you Google it? Why can't I think of her name? I'm falling.
Oh, Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys, thank you. Yeah. I mean, you're on stage. Things happen. It's Usher.
It's just show business.
It's Usher.
show business.
I mean, Usher's used to, you know.
And he's married himself.
You know.
Depending on who you ask.
Exactly. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, you know. He was on stage. She was on stage. She was, you know, she was looking good.
She wasn't necessarily rejecting him either on stage.
I think she was going with the. I don't want to speculate. Right. Okay, but yeah, that was a situation. All right, what were we talking about?
we were just talking about Usher here, JB.
Usher. Yeah, but Confessions is a legendary album. By Usher, so yeah, download it, and listen to it. It's fantastic.
Got a couple texts here.
Please read it. Save this segment. We need texts.
Is JB allowed to disclose why News Channel 5 cut off the Billy Joel concert last night? And if they've received any negative feedback?
Any? Our newsroom was flooded with calls. Who sent that text?
Schmitty,
let me tell you. I don't know the reason. I tried to find out. I don't know. For those that don't know, they had the Billy Joel Madison Square Garden concert aired on CBS last night. And my station, News Channel 5, like cut it off, I believe, like 3 minutes early to start the news. I have no idea why, but it's a Billy Joel concert, and I believe he was in the middle of Piano Man.
He was.
Now, anybody knows that Billy Joel, he's had, God, seemingly hundreds of hits over the years. But his number one song, the one song that he will forever be known for, is Piano Man. And it got cut off to start our newscast. I don't know why. That's a programming thing. What I do is separate from the programming department. Okay, simple answer. I'm not copping out here. But I don't know why that happened. But what I do know is that our newsroom got flooded with calls.
They heard about it.
And you know who they blamed? Hunter Hoagland, who was our anchor last night. They think he did it. So you know me, I'm a you know what. So
right,
I'm putting my mic on. We're in a break, getting ready to go on. I go, great job, Hunter. Thanks for denying people Piano Man. He's, you know, Hunter's like, whoa, what did I do? You cut off Piano Man. You cut off Billy Joel.
Hunter hates Billy Joel.
Yeah. Yeah, we're starting it right now. Hashtag yeah. Hunter Hoagland hates Billy Joel.
A couple more here. Earlier I stopped by, this is Doug, earlier I stopped by to watch the Cats practice. I know it's just practice, but these dudes look good. Of course, Nashville Cats.
Doug, what are you doing at Cats practice? You're not supposed to be there.
Pogue had to escort him out of the premises.
Doug, what are you doing, man? What? We love Doug, but why is he going to Nashville Cats practice?
It's incredible.
To eat the Roy's meat and barbecue that's supplied there?
Cannot blame him for that one. And one more, Kevin.
Well, heard what Fisher said. He's like, I'm not putting any pressure on the team, but I think we should win every game, win a championship.
Of course, we'll have our Cats Corner segment tomorrow.
Yeah, we look forward to that.
Kevin and Muletown, I have a confession. Confession sucks.
No, you know what?
Shimmy, shimmy.
We'll be right back. WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee. Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email sales@gmail.com.
That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big American League matchup from Minute Maid Park in Houston as Michael Harris and the Braves take on the Houston Astros.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Braves baseball tonight on these airwaves. 6:55 pregame, 7:10. Who are they playing?
The dirty Astros, John Burton.
Dirty, cheating, no good Astros. I hope they kick their ass. By the way, Mulehead, you don't know music number one and number two. LeBron is going to kick Shimmy Shimmy's ass in the play-in. I cannot wait for that. So, confession sucked. Are you crazy? What is wrong with Mulehead? Well, you know. Never mind.
Show's almost over.
I can't get into it, but... McFarland's coming up 2 to 4. Plaz will be with us 4 to 6 coming up on starting on the 29th, right?
Yes.
Make a note of that, and he's going to be able to take phone calls. I forget. I keep forgetting they do the show over at the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. I could literally roll out of bed and be there. So maybe I'll do a surprise run-in for their first show.
Yeah, why not?
Well, John Burton's here. What are you doing here? Oh, you live around the corner. Well, maybe you could get us some lunch.
Kim Caldwell will be joining the McFarlands, Tennessee's
That's
new
right.
head coach.
Yes,
so
yes.
Tune in for that.
New head coach of the Lady Balls, 3 o'clock on the McFarland Show. Kim Caldwell will join Darren and Justin. So make sure you're tuning in for that.
I'll be tuned in. She's got a big task ahead of her, but
she's heading into a buzzsaw, man.
Everything you've heard is positive.
Oh,
now
yeah.
that's any head coaching
of
hire
course.
In any
great
sport.
Great hire, yeah. Home run hire. Right. You know, they're saying that about Byington right
yep.
now. You got to go out and win.
Byington, Mark Pope, you had 20,000 people at Rupp Arena this
right.
weekend for that press conference.
No pressure, buddy. Good luck.
No,
you know, Wildcat fan, they're with your winter tie.
Yeah, my Grammy is just absolutely in love with Mark Pope. I said, I'll talk to you in a couple months. She laughed.
I'll bet you that idiot Jeff in the Borough drove all the way up to Lexington to be there. You know, wearing his, you know, undersized UK hoodie. Go Wildcats. Jump around. Rupp Arena. God, I miss him. Said no one ever.
Yeah.
WNBA draft tonight. As we said, Braves baseball tonight. Predators at the Penguins tonight. You know, if the Preds, I believe, Did I have this right earlier? If they win, they're the number one wild card no matter what or not?
A point, and even a point.
Oh, they just need a point.
Getting to overtime will have them at 100. The best the Vegas can do is get to 100, and I believe they've got the tie tiebreaker.
Okay.
The Preds do.
Yes, they do, because I think they won both meetings against them this year.
Okay. So it's
now Pittsburgh needs this game desperately because they're trying to make a late season charge to get in. It looked like they weren't going to get in, and you know, this could be the last run of their big three, Letang, Crosby, and Malkin. And you know, Sid the Kid, he's not a kid anymore, but he's still. Still one of the top players.
Yeah, they got two games left. They're a point off the second wild card,
which is held by
the
whom?
Capitals,
the Washington Capitals.
They got 87 points. The Penguins have 86 with two games to go.
Well, as a Ranger fan, I do not want to see the Rangers play the Penguins in the first round of the playoffs. Two teams I don't want to see. I don't want to see the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I don't want to see the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round. If I'm, as a Ranger fan,
oh yeah.
Now they could end up playing the Islanders, which is going to. You know, New York's just going to blow up. I mean, when you talk fan bases, like Mets fans hate the Yankees. Yankees don't really care about the Mets. It's like, whatever, they're the Mets. You know, we're arrogant, right?
Yeah.
But
who
Islander fans and Ranger fans hate each other, bro. So
forgive me, I will be rooting for such matchup.
Well, there you go. Braves baseball tonight. McFarland's at 2. Patton, always a pleasure, man. Have a great day.
You too, John.
You folks have a great day as well. Pay your taxes, or at least get them filed by today. It's April 15th. We'll see you tomorrow.